Embarrassing. 133 to 120. The Detroit Pistons. Only 2 wins on the road this year. 6 wins on the season without their best player in Cade Cunningham. Pathetic. I don't care if you were on a 2-month road trip. I don't care if you were playing for 2 months over in Moscow. All right? And you arrived this morning, okay, at 9:30. And you got a couple of hours of sleep. And then you played at this team and you lose. Pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I'm not making any excuses about being on the road. I thought they would get off to a bad start, and they did. But here's the deal. The Kings were down by double digits in the third quarter. What was it? 87 to 72, right? And they came back, and they had the lead going into the fourth quarter. You had the lead in the fourth quarter on your home floor, and you allowed the Detroit Pistons to score 36 points in the fourth quarter. That's freaking embarrassing. Embarrassing. Ryan in Sacktown, take it away.
Well, I think you started off pretty well. That's where we'll crack the surface. I mean, I think if you're a Kings fan, you expected this not to be the greatest performance. But Grant, I didn't expect the Kings to get their asses kicked by a seven-win team.
Gutless. Gutless.
In a manner in which they got wiped off the floor when you look at the nuts Gutless. And bolts of this game. They were Gutless. Out-rebounded by 15 rebounds to this
Gutless.
Team.
Gutless.
15 rebounds, guys. Gutless. Mind you, this
absolutely this, gutless.
This Detroit team, yeah, just put that on loop, Grant. We could just do that all show on loop with calls and people calling in. Because this team, terrible turnovers. It is what it is. And there's a lot to digest here besides just a bad loss. There are some bad things going on with this team. Bad.
Gutless.
Bad.
How about the last two games? I mean, I know you went 5-2 on the road, but I always look at five-game increments. Now look at these five-game increments. Go look at the last 5 games the Kings have played, okay? We would change our letter grade from what we gave an A on the road trip. We would change that letter grade based on the last 5 games, right? Miami?
Yeah, you would
Indiana,
have to.
Indiana, Chicago, mm-hmm. Cleveland, Detroit. Is that 6 games? I can't even count
counting.
Them.
Yeah.
But so my point is, you were you got destroyed by a really good team in Cleveland. Then you played the worst team in the league without their best player. How about Jaden Ivey tonight?
Amazing.
Anybody want to go out and try to guard him, or is that not allowed? Are you not allowed to guard Ivey? He was brilliant tonight.
Brilliant. The Pistons, one thing they did well was breaking down this Kings defense one-on-one. They created space, and credit to them for knocking down their open shots. Who would have thought, Grant, open shots NBA players can make?
Gutless performance. And the team got booed off the floor. You know what? I would have booed them off the floor too. I don't care what their road record was. I would have booed them off the floor tonight. They deserved to get booed off the floor tonight. And I applaud the Sacramento fans for booing your team tonight. They deserve to get booed. Good for you.
Yeah, you pay for your ticket. I mean, I was, quite frankly, I was surprised they were booed coming off this road trip. But looking at what this fan base went through tonight, just as a whole, I mean, there were some things. You don't have to be a basketball genius to know whether it was from coaching to playing to just decision-making. Kevin Huerter getting thrown out at the end. I mean, this team should not. We're talking about them, Grant, playing some of the best basketball of the season. Just, 2 weeks ago? You go from great to this. And so that's why this is so important in this Western Conference, Grant. You said it all season. The one thing this team can't do, can't end up in a play-in game in the playoffs. Cannot.
Are you ready for this?
Give it to me.
The Sacramento Kings, with the loss, are now 7th in the West.
That's incredible.
Okay. And Not only are they seventh in the West, New Orleans is in LA tonight taking on the Red Hot Clippers, and they're going to win. They're up 112-97 with 2 minutes left. So New Orleans is going to pick up another win, and they're going to go to 30-21. And you are now seventh with the Denver Nuggets in 48 hours, followed by a three-game road trip at Oklahoma City, at Phoenix, at Denver. And what did we say earlier with Jerry Reynolds? Need to go 3-2 in this stretch. We would take 3-2, 3-2. We all figured that this would be the win, so you really only had to go 2-2. Anyone really think that the Kings in the next four games are going to go 3-1? Because I sure as hell don't. Not with Denver twice and Oklahoma City and Phoenix. Now, Denver and Oklahoma City, the next two games, you're catching them on the second of back-to-backs. But
right.
Would the real Sacramento Kings team please take a step forward?
Well, Grant, we talk about their net average, right? And that's one of the stats you and Jerry harp on. You read off, you did a podcast the other day, a rant that was brilliant, and you read off all the averages. The Kings were at a 0.5 going into that Cleveland game. Every other team, Grant, was 3, 4, 5 points ahead of them almost in the top six.
The Kings' point differential is embarrassingly bad, all right, for out of the top seven teams in the Western Conference, with the Kings being seventh, they are plus 0.3. I'm just going to read these from 1 to 6, okay? And these are all positives. 6-5, 7-8, 6-0, 4-2, 2-9, 4-3, and then here come the Kings at 0.3. Big-time red flag.
I wonder what the Pistons, I wonder what theirs is.
Minus 9.3.
Well, so not too bad comparably, but that certainly has to improve. And I look at tonight, Grant, where's that going to come from? Where's that going to improve with this team? I think this team played some decent pressure defense in the second half to pull themselves back into it in the third quarter. They finally got some stops. Yep. But when you have Keegan Murray that has four fouls going into the second half, when you've got De'Aaron Fox in foul trouble in a game that the Kings really should not even be close in, it throws things off. It does. And it just was sloppy.
Fox was terrible tonight. He was horrible. Fox, your quarterback threw four interceptions tonight. That's the equivalent of the way Fox played tonight. He was terrible.
Starts the game with two turnovers against one of the teams, Detroit, that is the worst or one of the worst in the NBA at taking care of the ball. And Fox, for whatever reason, one of his strengths, his biggest strength, going towards the basket. Anything now towards the basket is now fading away from the basket upon his release. And it's really messing things up for these guys.
All right. So that I'm going to give you two reasons for that. Number one, he's protecting an ailment on his body, or he has zero confidence at the foul line. Tonight, he was 0-4 from the foul line.
Yeah, and I just point to where would that have happened along the way, Grant? If we're talking about a mental thing, then
I got you.
And physically, yes, if you're protecting something, then get it taken care of. And we talked about this the other night. Could it be something physical? And your response, well, why isn't he on the injury report? Well, good question. Why didn't he talk to the media for 16 days or whatever?
He better talk to the media tonight. Okay. I don't want to get through this show and have people tell me that Fox blew off the media tonight. You come out and you talk to the freaking media tonight.
No doubt. And he's been better about it. But I think you got to address it head on, because he was averaging 5.3 assists coming into this seven-game road trip before tonight's game at home. Yep. He was only averaging 2.3 assists in those seven games leading up to tonight. So there's not enough creation in this Kings offense. And when we see this offense play well, it's when the ball's moving. Grant, how many times did they rotate the ball in the first half and get open dunks? How many times did they get wide open? So
I got a question for you. We talked about it at half with Jerry Reynolds. So Sasha Vezenkov gets in the game and plays 6 minutes in the first half. He didn't play in the second half. Did I miss something? Did he re-injure himself in the first half? Did I miss something?
Possibly. I didn't get a report. But that's the thing, Grant. The rotation. What was something that was constant when the Kings were winning on the road trip? The rotation was tight. Mike Brown was playing basically four guys off the bench. So I think that's something we point to. And Sasha, I would have liked to see him get more minutes because other than Trey Lyles and Malik Monk, you know, they needed that third guy off the bench tonight. But unfortunately, we never know what it's going to be with Mike Brown. You didn't even play a big man tonight. You didn't play a big man. Not once. Besides Sabonis, excuse me, off the bench.
All right, so we can all agree this is by far the worst loss of the season, correct?
I don't know if I'm ready to go there. I don't think it is. No.
You don't think it's the worst loss of the season?
No, because we were expecting it, Grant. I don't know what the hell Vegas was looking at. 13.5-point favorites tonight, Sacramento? No.
Okay. I was expecting the Kings to be sluggish in the first half, and I said this on my show yesterday. I said it today at 4 o'clock that I expected this. I said, how many times did I say, do not take this game for granted. Do not take the Pistons lightly. This is going to be a battle tonight. All right, I said that. But I didn't expect the Kings to lose. And when the Kings took the lead into the fourth by 1 point, I'm thinking, okay, they're going to roll here in the fourth quarter and this game's going to be over. The exact opposite happened.
Sabonis hits that huge three. It felt like one of those handful of moments this year at G1C. And they can't capitalize. And Grant, I think one thing we haven't talked about that needs to be addressed is shot selection down the stretch. This Kings team is not good enough to take bad shots when they are in a 2-3 possession game. They're just not. Malik Monk comes up about 5.5 minutes left. Fade away shot from the foul line.
Great point.
About 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Long Great rebound. Point. Detroit comes down. Jaden Ivey, three ball, timeout, Mike Brown.
Great point. Okay, so I'm going to fast forward to the next 12 hours or so.
Yeah.
You have a very temperamental owner. I can guarantee you there's some talks going on right now in the bowels of the arena. I know, 100% guarantee you. You're on at 11 o'clock tomorrow. You're going to do a trade special show at 11.
Yes, we are.
You're going to stay on through the deadline.
We are. And in fact, let's throw this up really quick. Yeah. Make sure you subscribe to Grant's YouTube channel. Scan that QR code. That's where we do our special shows, just like this tomorrow, the trade deadline special.
No, Ryan is not delusional because I said that this would be a very tough game and it would be very close, but I thought the Kings would win. So he's not delusional at all because he said the same thing that I said. All right. So, I mean, let's get your facts straight. All right. So let me ask you the question that I started to ask. Are you going to be talking about a Kings trade or trades tomorrow?
Nothing significant, no. This team will try to make, in my opinion, improvements along the peripheral that's not going to affect anything with the long-term plan of this team. But Grant, even if they would have come out and laid a bigger egg than they did tonight and they were booed for four quarters, I don't think a change gets made at the trade deadline.
Disappointing all the way around. Big time disappointment. One thing that is not disappointing is whenever you eat at Bennett's with their prime seafood and steaks with three locations, including this one in Rockland. Just go to bennettsrestaurants.com. You can check out the menu and more. Make a reservation. Don't forget about their weekend prime rib, the weekend brunch, 60 different types of wine available by the glass. Go to bennettsrestaurants.com. to make a reservation. That's bennettsrestaurants.com. 133 to 120, the lowly Detroit Pistons come in and they spank you. Spank you.
This is going to be or going to need to be one of the better bounce backs for this team. And this may be an opportunity for this team just to really show us who they are and how they're going to stand up, because Denver three times in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You get I just, Grant, when was the last time? I'm going to pose this question to you. Domantas Sabonis. This, to me, screams he needs help, right? He has 30 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. He's a minus 17.
Yep.
How?
He's got nobody. Yep. Well, because you know why? Because Keegan Murray and Harrison Barnes, who play alongside him, did absolutely nothing tonight. Nothing. Keegan didn't even score. Listen, I know he was in foul trouble, but there's too many games where we're talking about Keegan Murray not scoring. I'm sorry. You got to score. You know, I know the defense is good. You got to score. And then Harrison Barnes, I mean, he's Mr. Jekyll and Hyde, you know?
Yeah, he is. And at this point, I don't know where to place that. You put the ball in Harrison's hands, he plays pretty well as long as he's touching it consistently. But Kings fans don't expect him to make a three ball when he hasn't touched the ball for 4 or 5 offensive trips. That's not exactly easy to do. So the coaching staff has to get him more involved. The teammates have to get him more involved. I don't know. I'm at a loss. And you know.
I've been saying it all year. I think this is a good team. I'm not going to change my opinion after a loss. I think they're a good team. But I've said this every time we're on the air. I say that there are flaws with this team. And that this team is not going to win in the playoffs, assuming they make the playoffs. They're not going to win in the playoffs. They're not good enough. They're not beating any of the teams ahead of them in the playoffs. They're just not. Not with this group of guys. They're just not. Not happening. And again, I'm talking about New Orleans. They just beat the Clippers. The New Orleans Pelicans, boys and girls, are now ahead of your Sacramento Kings with a big-time win to go to 30-21, they've now won 4 in a row. So you Kings fans now have a team that's currently 7th in the West with Denver at OKC, at Phoenix, and at Denver coming up. And you could make an argument, and I don't even think it's an argument. I would say it's true. The Kings are a better road team. They play better on the road than they do at home. So, you know, maybe it's a good thing you're on the road for those 3 games.
Yeah, absolutely. They seem to get their bearings right. I don't know what it is. Good problem to have. I think one thing that you also have to look at is all these teams that the Kings are going to be playing now, they're playing good basketball. I mean, Oklahoma City, we know about. Denver, we know about. But Phoenix, they've won a few in a row. You've got Beal, you've got Durant, you've got Booker all doing it separate ways. So, I mean, pick your poison, Grant. Well, welcome to the Western Conference.
Let's hear from Michael. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you, Grant. It's been a very disappointing loss against the Pistons. I mean, you know, many games that the Kings took too lightly, like the Hornets, Blazers, and the Pistons. And I don't understand why Herter was questionable things. Okay. I know we lost, but not because of slot. That's the big question.
Well, Michael, I'm going to stop you right there. You don't know what was said on the floor. You're only going by what you saw. And very often a player will get ejected because of the words that comes out of his mouth that you're not privy to. So I would wait until we get word from the referee, who will probably disclose why he ejected Kevin Herter. But I will just tell you, in my experience, what you see, what you think you see, is not what happened. There are certain words that a player can use to an official that is automatic ejection. It happens.
I see it now. Thank you.
Michael, we saw it 2 weeks ago when Nikola Jokic got ejected in the Bulls game in Chicago. And the fans went irate because they wanted to see Nikola play. And there was a poor reporter, meaning there's one reporter that got a chance to speak to the official. And the official disclosed that he said the words that you cannot say to an official, and even Jokic after the game said, so let's wait until we hear what was said, okay?
I think that's makes sense now. Yeah, though. So we got to play, all right.
Yeah.
Let's see, the Thunder, we got to play the Suns. Got to take care of these games,
Denver,
you know.
It's Denver first. Denver first on Friday
night. Yeah.
Denver first.
That's right. Denver. We got to go to Oklahoma before the
Super. Denver at Oklahoma City, at Phoenix, at Denver.
Yes. So I do have a who should target when it comes to the trade deadline, since it's tomorrow?
I don't have a name for you, Michael. I think that they need to solidify their bench. So if you can solidify your bench, then I think you go out and do it. Now, tonight, the bench wasn't the problem. The starters were the problem. But I still think that Jerry Reynolds thought that that's something that they should do, too, is, you know, solidify their bench. Michael, thank you.
Appreciate you
joining us. Thank you very much. So we'll see. We'll know in a couple of hours. The trade deadline is tomorrow. You know,
it is fast approaching. And if you guys want to get on the show, scan that QR code. We'd love to have you, Grant. So he's talking about Kevin Herter's ejection, and we're going to wait to see what he said. But I'd be remiss if I don't bring this up. As a Kings fan, I'm scarred from DeMarcus Cousins. A little bit too much talking. I think Kings fans, a lot of them, had their fill while he was here. De'Aaron Fox, while I am not drawing a comparison to DeMarcus, De'Aaron has had a U-turn in how much he's talking to the officials. And to me, it was like, okay, maybe this needs to stop. But now we're seeing Herter getting ejected. We saw another player. Was it Duarte or somebody else get a technical? No, Keon Ellis.
Keon Ellis.
He hasn't played since, right?
And
so I wonder, is that a leadership thing? Like, I don't know. Grant, what's the process for that as an NBA player?
First of all, the league, I'm going to go right to the top. The reason why we see this is the league allows it to happen. The league is so woke and has gone so overboard with catering to their players that they're afraid to discipline their players. And so, you know, Adam Silver with his transparency, the last 2-minute report, which is the stupidest thing known to mankind, the respect for the game nonsense that I had to go and listen to every year at the NBA meetings in New York. It's ridiculous, okay? The league has allowed the Luka Doncic's of the world to complain on every call without repercussion. And it's hurting, in my opinion, the game, the image of the game, and it hurts the play of the game. But more importantly, in my opinion, it hurts the officiating of the game. Because there's no way that an official can do their job as well when they're in constant dialogue with players in the middle of a play. Think about how difficult an NBA game would be to officiate, and then try to imagine officiating it while a player is arguing with you or a coach while the ball is being brought up the floor or what have you. The league needs to step in and do something about this, but they don't have the guts because they're afraid of disciplining and taking control over the league. Adam Silver is nothing more than a puppet commissioner. He's a puppet. And yeah, he's making a ton of money for the league, just like Roger Goodell is. But Roger Goodell is a puppet too. You know, I mean, it's a joke. It's unfortunate. But to get back to your question, I believe that it goes hand in hand. I think Fox's play has suffered because of it. I really believe it has. I think it's affected his game because he's constantly complaining now.
Why would it affect a game negatively? Complaining.
Because you're not focusing your attention in the right areas. That's why.
It's something to watch for, Grant. That's amazing insight. As we said, we want to get your guys' calls. We're going back to the phones. We bring in the Meter Maid Guru. Zach, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? This is NBA Guru Zach. I try to refuse to talk about rant meters anymore. I'm only talking basketball today.
Good, good.
Oh, good.
Just a quick thought on what you guys were just talking about for the complaining. I get what you're saying, but focus-wise, I mean, Doncic complains about every 14 seconds, and he's still scoring 55 points a game, 75 points a game. So I just can't use that as a –
Zach, Lucas did that from day one in the NBA. This is
and in
like
Europe
a
too.
U-turn.
And his mentality. He's always been that way ever since he was a kid. So, but I understand your point, Zach.
Yeah, but anyway, getting back to the game. Keegan can't be scoring 0 points. Good play by Trey and Malik to get us back in that game. Trey was trying way too hard to make that dunk in that third quarter run. I get it because the momentum was on our side and he wanted to just go crazy, but Keegan, that alley-oop, when he missed the dunk, you got to make that shot when you got 0 points. I don't care. You just got to make that. And I felt like that kind of cost us a little bit in the run. But the biggest thing that probably cost us was giving up wide open threes again. I think I called last time and did the same thing. Are we just going to give up, 55% three-pointers to this team and just say, hey, that's cool with us? I mean, why can't we just get some defense on the threes?
17 of 31, the Pistons shot from three. The reason why you can't get some defense is the Kings don't know how to play defense. We've been talking about this for a long time. That's why. They're not capable of playing defense. We've seen it. I mean, they allow the most points of any team in the top 10 in the West. That's not by accident.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Oh, go ahead, Zach.
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, definitely the defense is what's been costing us all year. And Mike Brown, I don't know this guy, and his assistant, Fernandez, I don't know what's going on. They got to start. These guys are supposed to be defensive guys. We can't be giving up the last and three-point shooting right now, which is what's going on. Not a lot of positives we can really say after losing to the worst team in the league and maybe one of the worst NBA teams of the last 20 years. But we didn't turn the ball over that much, and we out rebounded them. That's pretty much the only bright sides. But I really just can't understand Fox. I mean, I know Sam Amico was talking about some things a week or two ago, saying that there's been stuff going on with Fox and the press and just stuff going on in Fox's life that he doesn't want to release and stuff until it comes out. I don't know if that's affected him, but something's affecting Fox because he's been like this for a month. And he just doesn't look right.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Stress. We all have it to a degree, big, small, but I think you can agree we all carry around different stressors. Most of you know what I've gone through the last 4 years, complete career change, moving across the country, filing a lawsuit, being in the news often, dealing with all of that, trust me, has not been easy. And if you keep things bottled up, it can really have a negative impact on your life. Therapy is a safe space. You get things off your chest. You can figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills. You can set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And you know what, folks? It's not just for those who have experienced major trauma. Hey, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online, it's easy, convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Grant today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Grant.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I can't dispute that, Zach. Yeah. I think you bring some good points. I hate to speculate on someone's personal life without having any facts in front of me, but I always say this, and I don't mean to disrespect anyone by saying this. If De'Aaron Fox is having issues off the floor, he's not the only one. There are a lot of people that went to the game tonight that are dealing with cancer in their family, death in their family, a loss of a job, a divorce, kids that are, misbehaving, who are being disciplined and being suspended from school. I can go on and on. That's life, okay? And there are millions of people that go to work every day with problems, okay? Family problems, marriage problems, right? Work problems, health problems. And they still manage to do their job and be productive. So we're all different and we all handle personal situations differently. But I would say this, again, I'm not diminishing if the guy does have issues off the floor, which I don't know. But what I am saying is your job is to play basketball and you're getting paid $30 million. And if you feel you can't do it, then get a break and go away. And I really mean that because, there are a lot of people that have issues going on in their lives and they still manage their lives every day, still go to work, still, you know, I mean, let's go. Let's go. You're either ready to go or you're not ready to go.
Yeah, I see. I agree with you that with that, Grant. But I just got to say, we're not going to win a lot of games if Fox is going to be playing like this. And definitely if Keegan's scoring 0 points, it's just not going to win us games for the rest of the season. And I don't know, you guys thinking, is this a panic game to kind of make something happen tomorrow? Or I don't know.
The last two games to me are panic games. The way they played against Cleveland, albeit a good team, and the way they played tonight, yes. But I think this is just a microcosm, Zach, of the whole season. The Kings at times look very good, and at times they look very bad. And that's why their point differential is only a positive 0.3. That's who they are. You know, it's not like they're going to just throw a magical switch and everything is going to change. This is who they are. And we're going to be on post-game shows talking about how well they played, maybe on Friday night. And then the very next game, you know, they might lose by 30. That's the Kings this year.
Yeah, no doubt. Zach, we appreciate the call. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. One thing I want to say really quick in regards to the defense. The Kings can either be the easiest team to guard in the league or the hardest guard in the league. And I know that's when they're on offense, but it makes a difference because they make the other team work. Yes. And here's the other thing too. The Kings, it starts, you talk about other teams shooting good from behind the arc. It starts with dribble penetration. When other teams dribble penetrate, it forces the Kings to collapse. The Kings are terrible at it. You get a wide open three. Hey, they're going to knock it down, unfortunately. And we're going to see that. We're bringing in Alex. How you doing tonight, Alex?
Good. How about you guys?
Good.
Good. No, I just want to say you guys are bringing up a bunch of good points. It was terrible to see what happened today. You can almost kind of expect it now. I also kind of find myself thinking, it was about 5 or 6 times already this year thinking, oh, this is the worst loss of the season. This one, I don't want to have recency bias because I'm thinking it is, but it might be recency bias. But I did want to touch on something Grant said. Ryan talked about it a little bit, how we do have a kind of sporadic owner. Yes, you don't want to judge something off one game, but you lose to the worst team in the league today. Trade deadline's in 12 hours. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but could our owner maybe think very sporadically and just strike something really crazy? I don't know if that'd be the way to go, but I'm just thinking, I want to know Grant's opinion on that.
My opinion is there's meddling going on right now. Monty McNair has an idea of what he wants to do, but trust me, there are many times, and I know this for a fact, I'm not just guessing, where the GM has had their hands tied in the past and not able to do something. So we'll see. You know, again, I didn't think the Kings were going to make anything major before tomorrow anyway, or any moves at all. And I'm kind of still leaning that way, to be honest with you.
And Ryan, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, no, I just want to know your intakes. I know you had been saying that you don't think nothing will happen tomorrow either. Very disappointing loss. And I was really thinking, man, I hope we don't end up in the play-in. And now here we are in the 7th spot with, you know, hard games coming up. I don't know. This team worries me a lot. It's a very similar team of last year, but, you know, they're just a whole different situation, I guess. Teams are better. Teams are healthier. It just not great right now.
I'll tell you right now, if you're in the play-in, I sure as hell, you better not be playing the Warriors or the Lakers because you probably won't be going to the playoffs.
See what the Warriors did tonight?
Yep.
No. Well, anyways, I just want to put my thoughts on. You guys are doing fantastic. Ryan, you're killing it. Grant, you're killing it like always. You guys have a great night.
Good stuff there, Alex. Really good job by you. Thanks, Alex. Really appreciate you coming on the show. If you want to call the show, you got the QR code up there and everything else. I do want to tell you about New Works Plumbing. They've got a fix for you for all of your plumbing needs and repairs. You go to sacserviceplumbing.com or you call that number on your screen. Again, New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. And they are available around the clock 24/7 for all of your plumbing needs and repairs. That's New Works Plumbing, sacserviceplumbing.com. I want to reiterate this again because I think this is a popular response when things don't go very well. People go, well, they need to do this and they need to do that. Yeah, we know that. But they're not capable of doing this or doing that. And the point I'm trying to make is we're now two-thirds of the season is in the books, okay?
All right.
So the saying is you are what your record says you are is one thing, but you are who you are. Yes. The Kings are not a bad, they're an awful defensive team. Awful. That's not disputable in any way, shape, or form.
Not even close.
All of these statistics prove that. They are a very good offensive team on a lot of nights. The statistics prove that. But on the nights when they are not shooting the ball at a very high clip, particularly from three, they're going to lose because they can't beat you with defense. They can't beat you with rebounding. They can't beat you with toughness. They can't beat you with points in the paint and all. They don't beat you that way. And so that's not going to change, barring big-time trades tomorrow. This is who your team is until at least next year. And you as a Kings fan need to accept that. Not going to change. This is who they are. Again, there aren't a lot of games left.
Grant, isn't that the thing that probably is the chief frustration of Kings fans, though? Like, you know who this team is, but you don't at the same
time. I know who the team is. I do know who the team is. The team is a very inconsistent team that can't play consistently, not only from game to game, but quarter to quarter. I know exactly who the Kings are. And here's the other thing about who the Kings are. They can't win when their point guard does not play at an A level. I thought De'Aaron Fox had a very solid road trip. Very solid. Okay? I did. I thought he had a solid road trip. Did he play well tonight? No. What happened? They lost. I mean, he's your quarterback. When he doesn't play well, the Kings can win but struggle to win.
But you're asking a fan base, and yes, you're right. There are those inconsistencies. We can point at the free throws. We can point at poor three-point shooting. But I think the frustration is you've called basketball for 32 years. I've watched basketball my entire life. These Kings fans have watched Kings basketball their entire lives. And we see the problem. You just settle for the three-pointer. The Kings came out tonight looking for three-pointers. The three-pointer is there every time. So why can't you tell me, other than it's a matchup thing, why they're not trying to be successful in other ways? Because I think that's the cry out. Because Sabonis has 30. 30. Why couldn't it have been 40? How many shots did he have tonight, Grant?
He took tonight. Let me get the box back up because I was just looking at the standings in the West. So Sabonis' numbers tonight were 11 of 17. Not enough shots. Plain and simple.
Not enough shots for Sabonis. And you look at frontline shots. Sabonis has, you get 17 from him. You get 10 from Barnes. Fair enough. 4 from Murray. And then off the bench, it's mostly Trey Lyles. So I don't know. I think that's, for me, I don't want to speak for Kings fans. It's like, yeah, there's the bigger problems, but these are really obvious things. Why don't they just try some of them? Because sometimes they work. Anyways, we go back to the phone. We're bringing in Mega Driver. Welcome to the show. You're on with Grant and Ryan.
Hey, can you hear me, guys?
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to tell you that I really appreciate your honesty, Grant, what you said about the NBA being woke, because I think that's one of the main problems the league is having right now. People won't say in the media, but at least you acknowledge it. I appreciate that.
Well, it's very apparent. I mean, the league is thriving. I don't want to paint a negative picture on the league. The league's doing very well. So it's not like they're losing money, which is the only thing they care about. The NBA doesn't care about anything else other than their revenue. So as long as they're making money. Now, the next TV contracts are going to be interesting. And we're going to see what kind of money they get when their contracts are renewed. That's going to be the telltale sign.
Yeah, and another question that I have, I saw that the Aaron Fox was speaking to the media today, at least, so that's good news
good.
To hear
good.
That he was good. Speaking.
Yeah. He needs speaking to. I'm very happy to hear that. Thank you for letting us know. I'm very happy to hear that.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you for the call, Mega Driver. Speaking of which, Grant, How's this hit you? So I'm going to read the quote directly as it is posted by the Kings from De'Aaron Fox. Quote unquote, any team can beat any team on any given night. Your thoughts on that from the leader of your Sacramento Kings.
I would like the leader of the Sacramento Kings to say, I want to apologize to all the fans tonight, and I understand why you booed us, and I have to do better, and we have to do better. That was unacceptable tonight. That's what I would like to hear De'Aaron Fox say.
Kings fans, what would you like to hear him say? I think that's a fair question.
I already know that any team can win on any given night. I already know that. Tell me something that as a fan is going to get me pumped up for Friday night. Tell me that you apologize to the season ticket holders for your awful performance tonight. And tell me that you understand that as the leader of the team, it's not acceptable. And that on Friday, we're going to come out and make amends for what you saw tonight. That's what I want. I don't need you to tell me that on any given night, any team can beat any other team. We already know that. We get that. We understand that.
I think we get enough of it during Super Bowl week. What do you think, Grant?
Yeah, I would think so. But I mean, seriously, that's what I want to hear from the leader of my team. Okay. And I'm okay if he wants to credit Detroit and go, hey, man, first of all, we need to give Detroit some credit. They played their asses off. They played a really good game. But the reality is we need to play better. I need to play better. And, yeah, you know what? It's disappointing that the fans are booing us on our home floor, but I understand that we deserve to get booed tonight. That's what I would like to hear from the leader of my team.
Amen, Grant. Great point. There's a lot of things Sacramento fans will put up with. One thing they will not put up with is lack of effort. That's one thing that I think everybody watching this can agree on. So the Kings, rough one tonight, looking to bounce back. Harrison Barnes, Grant, if let's say the Kings do make a move, hypothetically, who do you think is the most likely King to be moved?
I still think it's Harrison Barnes.
You think it's Harrison?
Because I think on a good team, and I think the Kings are a good team, but I mean on a certain fit. You make a very good point. I tell you, I think Kevin Huerter's available, and I would be okay with moving him. You've made this point several times, and I got to tell you, I think you're spot on. This style, the way the Kings play, does not necessarily fit what he does best. And I know there are teams out there that would love to have Kevin Huerter, so that wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, he'd be a great pickup. You got him under contract for another, I believe, year or two. So a friendly contract. I think that's the Kings. They still have a draft pick tied up with Kevin Huerter. So tough sled in tonight. Grant, go ahead. I was just going to ask you, what's missing? Where's the passion? The passion seems to be gone from this team. Take the nuts and bolts, the numbers out of it. What's different, Grant?
The eyeball test is different. This team last year, the town was more captivated. The league was more captivated about the Kings. The fans were ecstatic. They were excited about coming out of the All-Star break. Of course, you got to also remember they hadn't been in the playoffs since 2006, so that was part of it. And we now have risen the expectations. Our expectations have been raised because of last year. And we're not getting that right now. In other words, to me, at the moment, this is kind of like a status quo year. This team hasn't gotten better from last year. They're not.
No. And that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. You're 100% correct. But I'll tell you what is a bad thing. And you have pointed this out visually with the graphics that you put up. This is a bad thing. The Kings' losses this year have been very bad.
Yes.
Not necessarily the opponent, but the score. The margin of loss has been very disconcerting. That's the reason why they only have a 0.3 point differential. That has been bad. Ryan, I expected the Kings this year to be more competitive game in, game out, more consistent game in, game out. So that to me is a step back from what we saw last year.
I think that's spot on. I think if they Sorry, I'm stuttering, guys, because it's so hard. Because they love to play basketball together when they're playing well, but when it's nights like this, it's tough.
All right, I want to tell you about Colusa Sunrise, and you can get out to Sunrise Landing. Sunrise Landing in Colusa with 6 models to choose from. Phase 1 is already sold out. No Melarus, no homeowners at Colusa Sunrise from Blazona Development. And again, if you go to ColusaSunrise.com, you can get all the information you need and more. Check out this beautiful development in Colusa by going to SunriseLanding.com. Well, not there tonight for Sacramento. And they are going to have to figure out a way to get ready on Friday against a very good Denver team who is playing tomorrow night, by the way, in Los Angeles against the Lakers. So you are catching them, okay? You are catching them on a second night of back-to-backs.
Take advantage of it if you are Sacramento. Rest up. And really, you got to, Grant, this could be as close to a, you say must win. I really think it is with this stretch.
I hate to say it, but I thought tonight was, there's no such thing as a must win in February, but I thought with the games remaining, this was the must win game.
Interesting. Interesting.
Because I got to tell you, Ryan, this messes with your psyche. It messes with everything. You know, it's that.
Right.
And here's what else it does. You just went from an awful performance. I thought it was awful. The score was awful in Cleveland. I know that Jerry thought they played well. You thought they played well. But I was looking at that. They lost by 26 points. Okay. I have a very difficult time saying a team played well when they lose by 26 points.
Understood. Okay,
I can't do it. I don't care. I can't do it. You follow that up. Albeit coming home from a long road trip. You and I talked about this before the game. Mm-hmm. We talked about it with Jerry at halftime. We talked about it this afternoon at 4 o'clock right here. I expected the Kings to be sluggish tonight. Jerry Reynolds agreed with me. You agreed with me.
Yep.
I expected them at some point in this game to be trailing. And they were for a large portion of the game. But when the fourth quarter began, the Kings were on their home floor and they had the lead. At that point, there was no excuse to lose this game. No excuse. No. I'm okay being down 70 to 63 at the half. I'm okay actually with giving up 70 points in the first half. I understood it. I'm okay. I've seen it before. Okay. I've done basketball for 5 decades. I get it. I'm okay with that. But generally what happens is those doldrums, all of that stuff normally will wear off. And guess what? The last 6 minutes of the third quarter, what happened? The Kings made up a 15-point deficit like that. And they had the lead going into the fourth. At that point, Ryan, the Sacramento Kings had all the momentum. They had the crowd behind them. They had a 2-win road team in their house without their best players. And they got punked. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, Grant, you talked about last year. And this was – the Kings have had a tendency since they've had their resurgence to play with their food a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And last year they could do that, and they would go up, and they wouldn't turn back. This year in a game like this, they go up, they turn back, and I think that's kind of been the theme all year with this team in close games, unfortunately.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Next up is Denver. Ryan will be on tomorrow, don't forget, with his special at 11 o'clock in the morning.
11 a.m.
Right here on If You Don't Like That. We'll see if the Kings make a move. Rhino, thank you, buddy. Wish we had better news, but tonight was, I think, the worst loss of the year.
Fair enough. Agree to disagree, but we can agree it was a very...
loss to a team that only had 2 road wins and 6 wins on the year.
Because it was not the worst loss of the year. I could point to 2 or 3 losses that I think were worse than tonight. Because, Grant, you're coming off a road trip.
But it's bad.
It's bad. It's horrible. Yeah, okay. We can agree that it's a bad loss. But every starter played at least 32 minutes on this last road trip. Some of them in 35, 36s. So you knew that was going to happen, unfortunately.
Okay, fair enough.
Just not this way.
Please give us a thumbs up. Also, subscribe. If you have not already done so, we appreciate the heck out of you. Not a good night. Maybe better on Friday. So long, everybody.